Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
Tonight, I just want to take a moment or two before the people come back from the altar workers' room and just encourage you that not only do we need to pray for our church, but we need to believe God for great things. I believe God wants to do something. Tonight, I want to not only pray for your needs, but I believe that God wants us to pray for our church. This is a great place, and I tell you, don't you know Satan would love to tear it apart and destroy it? And I want you to know that I have full confidence that God's going to continue doing great, mighty things. But we don't need to be a dumb people. We need to be smart, and we need to pray and believe God for great things. You know, I don't know if you know the authority that God has given you. I was reading earlier in Exodus, and I might take you there. I just wanted to share this with you. In Exodus, here we find the children of Israel. They've just come out of Egypt. They're into the wilderness area. They're looking for water, and they don't find any. In fact, go with me to the 15th chapter. And they're frustrated. And so they're so angry about not finding water, they're now back in fear again. And maybe some of you tonight might be frustrated, or you might be in fear about the future. You know, and what they did is because they were in fear and frustration about the future, what they did is they went right to Moses and started complaining about Moses and started complaining about God. Then Moses prays and does something that God works a miraculous thing that the water is sweet and they can now drink the water. Let's read it as we look at Exodus, the 15th chapter. In verse number 22, it says, "So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and there for 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they had come to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah, for it was bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" And verse number 25, it's so important for you to see this. "So he cried out to the Lord." Here's Moses. I should have highlighted those words. "So he cried out to the Lord." Because I want to point out to you that here's Moses standing as an intercessor for the people. He's standing in the gap. They have a problem. They don't know what to do with the problem. Here's what most people do with problems. They complain and then they blame someone else. And God is not looking for a people today, because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to find Moses to pray for them. The Bible goes on and tells us that the Lord showed him a tree, and when he had cast it into the water was made sweet. And there he made a statute and ordinance for them. And notice the capital, there he, capital E, God, tested them. Guys, there's always an opportunity for us to complain, blame someone else, and then look for someone to solve our problems. It's different today than it was then, even though we have the same problems today as they have. The difference today than then is that you don't need a Moses to pray for you. Today you have access to God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need a man to come to town to pray for us. We don't need some great special evangelist to come and do anything. What you and I need is faith in God to get the job done. Because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God was only communicating with Moses on behalf of the people in those days, but God now communicates with you. And you need to start thinking of yourself as the one that can stand in and talk to God, get the miracle like Moses did for that sweet water. Some of you need some sweet water in your life. Some of you need, and you're thirsty, and you've had a dry time in your life, and life isn't as exciting as it used to be, and you need a miracle from God. And you don't need a Moses, you got Jesus. And you and Jesus together bring the answer to what you need to have. Why is it that we constantly are looking for excuses, constantly blaming someone else, constantly not getting to a place where we should get in prayer and believing God that we can petition the Father ourselves and get miracles just like Moses got? And then better yet, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't have it, but we do. So my goodness sakes, why is it that way? I want you to see something, if I can answer that question by looking at the New Testament. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Go with me in Matthew, the 26th chapter, and let's take a look at it together. In Matthew 26, kind of interesting how we oftentimes miss God. You know, we don't miss God because God isn't there to hear us. We miss God oftentimes because of our condition. And just like the children of Israel, they're missing God. They had to blame somebody and look for Moses to get him out of trouble. We still have that same problem. We want to blame someone and get someone else to get us out of trouble when you have a direct line to Jesus Christ. Verse number 41, here's Jesus talking to his disciples in the 26th chapter of Matthew. And he says something profound to them that is so fascinating. He says, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." Stop right there. I believe that if you watch the problems, that if you just let the problems continue without praying, you will enter into temptation. Temptation means that you're frustrated. Temptation means there's pressure on you. Temptation is like the children of Israel that were complaining because the water was bitter and needed Moses, and they complained about Moses as well as God. In other words, because they didn't do something about what they could have done, all of a sudden now we find ourselves oftentimes entering into an area of temptation. What kind of temptation? Listen to what the verse continues to say. It says, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I really believe that temptation is that flesh takes over. And all of a sudden, instead of seeing God of miracles that we have the ability to talk to, we have the ability to believe in, we now have access to Him by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the flesh takes over in that temptation because we didn't do what we're supposed to do. Moses prayed. He saw what was going on. He prayed. He got a miracle. You and I need to see what's going on. We need to pray, believe God for a miracle. And our spirit, listen to this, it's willing. It wants to do it. But sometimes we get lazy. Sometimes we just as soon call on a Moses or call on somebody. Or I'll go to church and let the preacher do the work for me. I remember one person came up to me one time. She says, "I don't know what I believe, Pastor, but every time someone asks me what I believe, I tell them to call the church and ask you." That's not the way it ought to be. It ought to be that we're standing in this place between us and God. We have the right by the blood of the Lord to petition God for miracles. But sometimes, listen to this, we don't get the job done. Why? Because our flesh is weak. Why is our flesh weak? Because we didn't watch and we didn't pray. We entered into temptation and we find ourselves in a weak flesh where the spirit wants to do it, but the flesh doesn't. So sad. Jesus has given his disciples a parable. He's sharing something with them. I think it's kind of fascinating what he starts off to say. He wants to make a point. You know what the point is he wants to make to his disciples? Watch this. Take a look with me, if you will, in Luke, the 18th chapter. In Luke, the 18th chapter, in fact, I don't know if you've ever read it, but in verse number 1 says this. "Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always, not sometimes, not occasionally when there's just no water and you're thirsty, not just when your flesh is ready, but that men always, listen to these words, ought to pray and not lose heart or give up." In other words, this is not a time to complain. This is a time to make our petitions known to God who creates miracles that brings the springs of living water to our situation. This is not a time to ask for someone else's help. We've got direct access with God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, Jesus wants to make this point. He says men ought to always pray and not lose heart or give up. Not just once in a while when there's problems and pressure, but I want you to know something. You need to find yourself in a life of constant prayer. When you get up in the morning, you talk to God. In the afternoon, you talk to God. You talk to God in the mid-morning. You talk to God in the late afternoon. You talk to God before you go to bed. I'm not saying you have to set hours aside and intercede, but I want you to be a people that are constantly in communication with God, because the Word of God makes it very clear. Men ought to always pray, seek the Lord. Always ought to be doing that. So here we find ourselves oftentimes, you know, looking for someone else to help us. I don't have this on the overhead, but for those of you that have your Bibles in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, I don't know if the people in the back room are quick enough to get this out or not get it out, but Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 16, says something fascinating. Here's a new situation for us. Let us come boldly, the Bible says, into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Now stop and think about what he just said. He didn't say when you're in a time of need and you're thirsty and things don't look like they're going to work out right, find a Moses. Thank God we don't have to go from church to church looking for a Moses. Thank God for the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he comes in and he makes this statement, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize, verse 15. But verse 16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. Oftentimes, I don't know why people don't get answers, but it could be because of this reason. In John, the 16th chapter, real quick, our last verse, it says it like this. Verse number 24, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I want you to know something. When those guys in the wilderness dipped their cups into that water and it was sweet, don't think for a moment they weren't happy. Don't think for a moment that someone's under pressure, that's praying to God, casting their cares on he that careth, getting rid of the load, getting rid of the burden, getting rid of the pressure, getting rid of the temptation, bringing the flesh in line with the spirit that wants to pray is not going to get answers. You're going to get answers. And I want you to know that on Sunday night, I'm telling you there are hundreds of, and I'm not just saying that, there are hundreds of answered prayers taking place in the house of God on a Sunday night. There are people's testimonies all the time. But if you're looking for a Moses, you don't have to. You're going in the wrong direction. If you're looking for a time when your flesh is feeling good, don't worry, it won't happen. Your flesh will never take you to a place of wanting to pray all the time. You've got to control your flesh so that the Spirit can take over. And you got to come boldly into the throne of grace. And you ought to pray, and you ought to pray all the time talking to God. Wherever you're at, driving your car, drinking a drink, sitting in the kitchen, whatever you're doing, talking to God all the time. And not give up, because God wants you to know that when you ask, he wants you to receive. Why? So that your joy will be full. And I don't know about you tonight, but I've come into the house of God. And I've come here for a reason. I believe there is a reason for us to come into the house of God, that God wants our joy to be full. And I can hear a lot of messages on Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I can go to this group or that group, but I tell you what, until we get to the place where we are praying and believing God, I tell you, we'll never get to where we need to be. You're in the right place tonight. Let me say it one more time. You are in the right place tonight. And God wants to answer your prayers. Why? So that your joy may be full. You don't need a Moses. You have direct access with God Almighty himself. And tonight, I want you to know something. Whatever it is that you're going to pray, pray it believing that God's hearing it and God wants your joy full. He is a miracle working God. And you've got to keep your eyes on him through the whole process. Somebody give me a great big amen.
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.